Yeah, so he looked at our fridge and then proceeded to send a picture to his siblings to mock. And he said, we're not an ingredient house anymore. We're a condiment house. He's like, there's a whole shelf of condiments.
That's all I have.
And one of us in this house that will remain nameless keeps buying them.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Let's just get in it. Welcome everyone to episode 145 of Designer Cornbread Podcast. We're so glad you're here. Joni was just saying how she just got out of the pool and her hair is still wet. And you know what I'm going to tell you? I don't have a pool.
I mean, you got makeup on and everything. Look at you.
I had to go to the booth today. So I did put some eyeshadow on and I just put my lip gloss on.
Oh, look, I'm living my best life this week. I got one more week until we go back to school.
I cannot. That makes me, and I don't have to do it.
I may make it my goal this week to not put on clothing.
I think you should. I think you should. I think you absolutely 100% should just, no, you're not doing that. Yeah, that makes me, my head, I'm sorry, people are probably like, what is wrong with them? My head is just spinning because you're having to go back. I will say, you know, in news here, the reason I'm upset I don't have a pool, I mean, other than just a continual, is Missouri has now officially turned into Florida. So we have Florida weather, we have Florida humidity, we have the Florida daily afternoon or morning, you know, showers. It is like a hot, soupy mess. So that's okay. We're not complaining.
At least you're getting some showers. It's not we just are. Bone dead dry.
No, we are. We're getting, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's like Florida. Because it's not just, it's like that daily, like humid shower, you know, it's which is fine. It is. I'm sure the farmers are all happy and whatnot. But yeah, we definitely don't have a drought, which is fine. But it's a soupy. It's a little bit soupy and there's no ocean breeze. Yeah, so that's okay. Well, tell us what has been going on since we last chatted.
Well, I really have nothing to tell you because it's an exciting life here.
Great.
So all that I, of course, we had everybody for the 4th, for the weekend of the 4th, mm-hmm. and you and I went to Eureka Springs. We got back, you left Tuesday. And so I have been stripping beds, washing sheets, washing towels, all that stuff that I did not get done before mm-hmm. we went to Eureka.
Right.
So that's been my week.
Yeah.
I have met with the church about our Wednesday night meals. So I'm kind of already in a little bit of work mode.
Okay. All right. How's your face? What's the update on the treatment?
So on the treatment, mm-hmm. honestly, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Oh.
I mean, I can see tightening coming. There's my precancerous spots are clearing up. What else? My skin texture is I can't think of my word. Is
better. Smoother. Yes.
Oh, it's not as
more gooder.
It's gooder. My okay. face is gooder.
Her face is gooder, y'all.
Did so. I will tell you this, but I'm waiting for the month mark. I did take a before picture with makeup on, and I'm doing one at a month with makeup on because a lot of times, like when I went in to do it, and they took all these, you know, before pictures, and I had no makeup on. And you see these before and after pictures of people.
Right.
And they have makeup or they don't have makeup on in the before. And then they come in for the after and they do have makeup
right.
on.
Right. You got to make it the same.
What's real. So I did go, okay, I want to see what it's like on my regular day, you know, with when I do have makeup on, you know, and I've got some when I, with no makeup and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's good to do both. I think it's good to do no makeup before, no makeup now, and then made up like you did. Because how your makeup goes on and all that kind of stuff is will be interesting too.
Yeah, it is. So I'm pleasantly surprised. Anyway, I notice it the most around my neck is tightening up.
Oh, I need that.
My goozle's going away.
Oh my gosh. Sign me up.
My neck is going, my neck's tightening up. And my eyes, so I had an allergic reaction years ago to some eye makeup, and my eyes swelled up and got real crusty, I guess, got real dried out, itchy, you know, all of that. And so eventually it healed, but the swelling really never went away. I guess it stretched out my skin there, and then it never went back down. Okay. And so now I am seeing some improvement there.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. We'll just continue to get the progress reports. You know, you'll be like Joan Rivers in a few months.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully. I don't want that Ashley Judd look, I'm going to tell you now.
Oh, Lord. I don't think they stretched her. I think they poofed her out. I don't know. Bless her heart.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't
know. We love you, Ashley. We're sorry. Please don't hate us. Don't come for us. We love your music. We love your sister's music. okay. Well, that is a very good update. Thank you for that. The only thing that's happened around here is that Thatcher has moved home. So that's the big, announcement around here. He has been in the works for a few months here, and he's actually not moving. We're a pit stop, but for now, it's good to have him home. He's actually moving back to Nashville. So, which is very exciting. He's had a great time in New York, and I mean, just what an experience, and we had fun visiting. And anyway, he may be back there someday, but it's time for him to get back to God's country. It's time for him to get back
to the South,
the Midwest, whatever. Anyway, so, and he's got lots of people, and, you know, he's got roots in Nashville, because that's where he went to school, the college, and then he lived there after that. So he's got some of his really best good friends live there. So he's super excited. So he's making a little pit stop here at home for a couple months, so he can, I think he pretty much knows where he wants to live, but he's going to figure that out, save some money. He had to buy a car, obviously he bought a truck, because, you know, everywhere else in the country, you need to have one of those except New York.
Yeah.
So he loaded that thing up like the Beverly Hillbillies. All his worldly possessions.
That's great.
Were loaded up in the back of this pickup truck.
We could have gone up there and, you know, flown up and rode down with him. We could have built a seat and a rocking chair on the back.
Well, you go right ahead. I'm not going to do that. He had a tarp stretched up over that thing, because of course, you know, you're driving and it's, you know, we drove through rain. He sent us a picture at one point of like the radar, and it was like red purple for like the whole stretch ahead of him on the highway. He said, "I've pulled over to a gas station for a little while."
Good. Yeah, good.
So that was our big excitement. He came in the door and just was like, because it's been a whirlwind. So yeah. He thought he was going to drive it all in one day. See, this is where, you know, as the mom, I'm like, okay, you know, and he's like, mom, I'm 27. I could do it. I'm like, okay. I said, I know you and I are different. I know that. I realize that we're different, but still, that's a long haul in the middle of construction season in crazy weather. Like, you don't know. So anyway, he got up late that day. He was exhausted, didn't leave till like 9. Anyway, he was going to leave at 6, and he didn't leave till a little later. But anyway, so he stopped. He was a good boy, and he stopped and spent the night somewhere and rested and then came on in. So, yeah. So there's another person floating around in here. And then I got, oh, man, he shamed me. He took one look at our refrigerator and went, Because, you know, the thing about when the kids are grown and flown, our refrigerator just, it's a wasteland.
Yeah.
It is true. It is true. We had two factors, some eggs. We just, the stuff we eat, we just don't, we don't need Ron's been
eating, poor Ron's been eating eggs.
Yes, and that's, I bet he
So listen, guys, it's good to have friends in the country, because when we were in Eureka Springs, Ron called me. He said, "Hey, I just got home and there's a 3-gallon bucket of full of eggs." And I went, "Oh, I bet that's from Witt." But then sure enough, they're farm fresh eggs. Just
a big old bucket. Yeah. I mean, like a big pink bucket full of brown eggs. Yeah. It was a sight to behold. And they were sweet and sent quite a few home to me. I've got them in a beautiful wooden bowl on our counter. And yeah, Tim and now Thatch have been happy. Thatch cracked one open. And he was like, "Ooh, these are good eggs." Because that yolk.
Yeah.
Tim made his scrambled eggs, they were like dark, bright yellow, the scrambled eggs.
Golden, yes.
Yeah. There was no joke. I was like, "Oh, them some country chickens out there." But so he looked at our fridge. And then proceeded to send a picture to his siblings to mock. And he said, "We're not an ingredient house anymore. We're a condiment house." He's like, "There's a whole shelf of condiments."
That's all I have.
And one of us in this house that will remain nameless keeps buying them.
Yeah. So again, 4th of July, went to Eureka Springs. And so now I'm home. And Ron is like, "What we got to eat?" And I said, "I don't know, there's some sandwich stuff or something in there. I don't know. So we go through and we start looking. Well, this is stuff that I bought at the 4th of July. I'm not thinking it through. I'm just, you know, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, expired.
Oh no.
Expired."
Oh. And I'm
like, "We have eggs.
We have eggs.
A lot of mustard."
That's exactly right. "Here's some chutney. And there's three." I opened that fridge though. Listen, that fool, I opened the fridge. And we have the top shelf, you know, the top right corner of the fridge, which is where the condiments go to die. And I mean, Thatcher opened up, he goes, "How many jars of olives do y'all have?" And I said, I don't know. I said, "Those are probably still there from Christmas or sometime when y'all made martini. I don't know." And then there's some way back in the corner, there's some, and I've cleaned it out relatively recently. Like it's not been like a year or anything like that. And there's jars of pickles. And I look in front and center, there's three things of different kinds of salsa, all of them open and partly eaten. Just three different ones just sitting there. And I'm like, what's up with this? And Tim's like, "Well, I had to try them." I'm like, "Well, okay." So we got three salsas.
Well, you can pickles. Have a mixy omelet.
We can. Salsa doesn't last too long in our house. Cause we all do love the salsa, but still, I was like,
"I don't even have cheese in this house."
We have some cheese. We have some blocks of cheese. We have frozen, you know, my butcher box thing came, but we gave away a bunch when Avery came up. She came up here for a girls, the weekend that I was gone, but came up for a girls weekend with some of her friends anyway, to visit another friend who bought a house. So they stayed with them and all that. And I had said, "Oh, is there anything?" When I was on the phone with Tim, and I said, "Give her some of that frozen butcher box meat," because we had another box coming. And I was, you know, "Of course she can have some." Well, Tim gave it like all to her. So like all the chicken, the steaks, the pork, which is fine. I make fun. She and Joey had steaks last night. She was eating them. She's like, because I knew we were getting another one. But then I also did forget that Thatcher is now here. So see, my whole brain.
Y'all, it's so funny. And if you still have kids at home and they're getting ready to leave, or you're in those,
man, you know, get ready. Days,
look, it is like, it takes a while to get used to.
It does.
They're, you know, when they're out of the house, and then all of a sudden they come back and you don't know what's hit you.
You don't know what you're doing anymore.
I know.
It did. It took quite a while. And again, when they gradually, that's the thing too, like, you know, by the time, so the oldest left, Thatcher, and then Avery stayed a little longer because she did school in town. So that, so she and Hudson were still here. And then he, you know, so it was very kind of staggered. But man, I couldn't figure out how to not cook for five or six people for, you know, the longest time. And then I finally did. And then I finally went on my, like, I'm done cooking.
Yeah.
Let's get Factors. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're a condiment house.
Yeah.
So we were shamed. He tried to shame us to the siblings. And I just said, watch it, buddy.
I would have just said, you're 27 years old. Go buy your own food.
Exactly. Exactly. You know where the store is, right up the road. We have a store. He is very excited about that, to be honest. He's like, I mean, you know, it's just getting groceries in New York is a whole procedure.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole procedure. You have to plan. You have to, you know, get on the train to get to the place, to do the thing, to, you know, only get what you can carry, which is fine for one person. That's not, you know, it's not too bad. But
you know how big families do it.
They don't. They aren't living in.
Well, that's true.
They're living further out.
That's true.
And yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's done either. But anyway, so it's a whole new adventure here. And I have some things to cook. We did have BLTs. Thank goodness. We hadn't had a single BLT all summer. I was ashamed of us. I was just ashamed of my whole family. So we did, of course, on Sunday. Saturday, Tim and Thatcher went to the farm. I don't know if I told you that. They were going to Red Barn Farm. So they got invited to go down. I had a funeral to go to on Saturday. So I stayed up here. And also then I just needed to crash because I needed a day at home. But so they did that and had a great time. It was burning hot and all the kinds of things. I do have a couple updates. So let's see. Then they came back, and then I went out to do errands on Sunday, and I did a couple on Saturday too, which of course I really rarely do. I get my stuff done during the week because I can. And man, that Saturday and Sunday errands, Sunday's not too bad, but Saturday was just like, I mean, I did a couple returns and I'm like, I got to go home. I can't get this more. So then Sunday I was looking at my week and figuring out when I needed to do, cause we're going out of town again and all this kind of stuff. So I'm trying to figure everything out. And we hadn't had it was on my list to do BLTs. Cause again, it's prime farmer's market time. I hadn't been over there. I hadn't done any of it. So I just decided Sunday, I said, okay, I'm going to go do a quick little grocery, you know, get the bread, get the right bacon. I got the correct bacon because you got to get the good stuff for the sandwich. Went to the farmer's market, got beautiful, gorgeous tomatoes, got some Campbell peaches. You know, I got some Campbell County peaches.
Oh.
I did. I got a half a peck. So I did that, went to the grocery, got some groceries for my mother-in-law, for Susan, and went over and dropped that at hers and visited with her for a little bit. And then I get back home and they were home because they had gotten home. They were dealing with the internet guy because, of course, our internet was being weird. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. But I look at the counter, I walk in, and there's a bag of tomatoes and there's sourdough bread like I just bought. And then there's not the good bacon. He had gone and bought all the stuff pretty much.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
except he did not get the good bacon. So I did that and I got the Dukes, of course. He's like, oh man, I was hoping we had some Dukes up in here. So all that is to say, Sunday night we had some good BLTs and some peaches. I'm feeling better about myself.
Nothing like, listen, y'all, Campbell, Missouri has the best peaches.
They're good.
And watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
Good.
You hear about Georgia peaches, and I'm going to tell you, Campbell, Missouri peaches, hands down.
Okay.
Are the better peaches.
I think so too, but I mean, you know, I don't want to make, you know, all the little Georgia people upset, but we got some good peaches. You know, I figured the other day, this is really off topic, but you know, I was like, and maybe I shouldn't talk about this because then people will know. When the end of the world comes, like when the stuff hits the fan, you know, as we all think it's going to at any minute in any given day, and we all have to go into crazy survival mode or whatever. Okay. what I was like thinking the other day, and I've thought this before, but I'm like, man, if something happens and we have to like, each state kind of has to like, I don't know what I'm saying, like be on its own, right? Yeah. Like we got to keep people out. We got to defend our little state border. And we're Missouri, we just got to be Missouri. I'm like, I'm not going to lie. Missouri going to be okay. Missouri is going to be okay because we got all kinds of farming, all kinds of fresh food. We have cattle. We have fishing and streams and caves. We have fresh water springs. We have tons of springs. We have just all of those resources. Plus, you know what else we got? We got Wright Air Force Base where the B-2 bombers are. So y'all better back up. Because we got the bombers.
Leave it alone.
Leave us alone. We're fine. Just let Missouri do. We got our corn, our soybeans, our cattle, our stuff, and the bombers. So y'all just deal with it. I don't know why I thought of that the other day, but I did. It probably was when the bombers were doing what they were doing and all that. And I'm like, man, I've often thought of the resources. I'm like, man, we got a lot. We got peaches. We got cotton. We got rice. We got a lot. But don't come here. Y'all go away.
Wow. Hospitality at its best, y'all.
Yep. You can come, spend money, visit, and then go home. So, yeah.
Tennessee's going to be all right.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, in fact, then I think we make a pact with Tennessee real quick,
yes.
Of course.
We're
buddies. We're like, y'all are good, and we're good. Let's be friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, y'all got stuff. What do you got over there?
Well, we got Lynchburg.
What is that?
So that's the big whiskey distillery.
Oh, y'all do have. Oh, yeah, we need y'all. We need y'all.
Yes, we need you'd like.
We might need Kentucky too. Okay.
No, we just got a lot of farmland. You know,
we have vineyards too. I'm telling you, we are set. Yeah. We're Missouri's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got the Ozark Hill people that still. That's the thing. We got the people that still. And y'all do people that still know stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm planning. I'm plotting the Missouri.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nothing else exciting. We had, I did almost maybe sell Hudson's old car to one of the guys that was out here trimming trees for the electric company the other day. I don't know. I had to move the cars and there was a bunch of them out here and they were trimming trees and the car wouldn't start because it just needs a new battery and they jumped it, and I'm like, it's for sale if anyone's interested. And a couple of them were looking, and so one of them left the number, and Tim had to text him his deal. So I may have made a deal.
Look at you go.
After 2 years of it sitting there. Yeah. Okay. So that's all I've been up to.
Well, let's talk for a minute. I am sure you have seen it. With the CEO and his HR person, they got caught on the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why this has gone viral. Mm-hmm. I don't find it humorous. I don't find it humorous.
No. I don't want to make fun of it. However, and this may be I didn't know we were talking about it, but I got some things that I was thinking about it. No, I don't think rejoicing in people's wrongdoings is how I want to be.
Right. Yeah.
But let me tell you what, I don't feel bad for either one of them.
No, I feel bad for their families.
I do
is
too.
Who I feel bad.
I do too. It's horrible.
I mean, look, and I think it's gone, people love. There are two elements here that I think the reason that it's gone viral. Mm-hmm. One, people love justice. And it is, I mean, there you go. Here's your paycheck. I mean, here's your bill. Time to pay up.
Yeah.
And so they love justice. But two, look, there's a lot of people who also love to see people fail.
Oh, for sure.
And that is a lot of what this is. But I mean, I go down through my Facebook and it's just post after post after post of this.
Yeah.
And people have made memes.
Oh, sure.
I mean, all kinds. I've seen the Muppet memes. I've seen I mean, it's just, I saw Trump and Hillary as, you know, in the pose or whatever, you know, that somebody
the thing was. The thing was to, I'm sorry, you go ahead, finish.
No,
finish
your thought. But I just think for their children, how horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
How horrible for this to be such a meme and such a, well, it's, you know, your dad.
It's public and it's public a whole.
And it's, yeah. And the entire country is making fun of it.
Well, you know, and I do. I do. That is, I think what we're seeing, that it'll be really interesting once the kind of the fallout, you know, whatever. I think it'll always be a meme. You know, I don't think it's going to go away for a while, but it'll be really interesting to see, you know, because of course that is what you think. You're like, those kids, that wife. And the problem is, the problem I have is that those two grown adults didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah.
They had no, so let's be very, very clear about who is the problem. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, like you said, their kids, their families are suffering. But those two people did not give a flying fig about that and do not give a flying fig about their kids and their family. And I will say that, and I will stick to it. You know what? We are not in 1980. You know, you are there in a public place. So let's make adultery shameful again. Let's make it something that you ought to be ashamed of. You ought to be ashamed that you two, they were too. And I think that's what people are reacting to too, is because the look on their faces, that man hid to the ground as he should have. So I have no sympathy for either one of them, because they were grown people who went out to a public place canoodling and snuggling and exposing themselves. Yep. So no, they don't care about their family. They don't care about the repercussions. They don't care that there's 50,000 people there with cell phones that could see them and take a picture. They don't care.
His letter, I don't know if you read that, but the whole thing was, sorry he hurt his family, sorry he's hurt.
He was sorry about his big mistake he made.
And then at the end, it's like, but Coldplay, da-da-da-da, you know.
No, Coldplay didn't do anything wrong. Coldplay didn't do anything wrong.
And he went through all this, and I thought, you're not sorry you got caught.
No, they got caught. Coldplay being like, I hope I didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, you didn't do anything wrong? You're at your concert posting pictures of people that are out in public at your concert.
Yeah.
Like, you did nothing wrong. And that is where I'm like, and again, I don't generally come out too
strong.
No,
I'm not saying but Coldplay. I'm saying he said but Coldplay.
I know, but that's, even Coldplay was saying that. They're like, man, hope we didn't mess up. And I'm like, people, can we all take off our crazy hats and put on our smart hats and go.
No. You're going to do the crime. Be prepared to do the crime.
I'm sorry. And I hate it. I hate it for their family. I hate it for, I do, but like, it's like, have we gotten to this point? If this is the point we've gotten to now, where people, honest to goodness, and I think we have, I think it happens all the time, think that they can go out and carry on in public. You know, it's no more meeting at the seedy hotel. Let's bring that back. If you're going to do that, you got to go meet in the roach infested crap hotel so that no one will see you. But these people don't care. They don't care. They don't hide it. They put it right out there for everybody to see. And I'm like, well, it's right out there now for everybody to see. And I hate it for your family, because you really screwed them over. You really did.
And that's where my heart lies.
Oh, yeah.
Is with that, their families. I just.
Nobody deserves that. They didn't have any choice in that. You know, none of it. None of it. So these two grown people decided that they could not even keep it hidden. They couldn't. So there you go.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
I got nothing interesting to talk about.
Okay, I have only other couple things is it was a cute little thing at the grocery yesterday or on Sunday as I was. That was yesterday. Is today Monday?
Today's Monday.
I don't have any idea what day it is. I was at the grocery, of course, getting the mayo and the lettuce and a few little groceries, and I just was getting my iceberg lettuce. And as you do when you're over there, you know, I'm feeling them all and, you know, doing all my whole process to pick which one. And that this cute little young man, not young, but probably 20s, you know, late 20s. He was standing there and he looked over. He said, let me ask you, tell me what you're doing there.
Yeah.
He said, would you tell me, you seem like you know what you're doing. But I don't know what you're doing. So I said, well, here, I said, yes, I said, here, look at the, I said, you see how much these are, it's iceberg lettuce. And they were even on sale. I think it was $1.19. And I said, that's per head. That's not per pound. That's just each of those is $1.19. And then I handed him this one and I said, feel that. And he goes, okay, kind of squishy or whatever. And I said, now feel this one. And he felt it. And he was like, oh, it's firmer. I said, feel the weight difference. And he was like, oh. So I said, one of these has a lot more lettuce, a lot more water content, and a lot more leaves than this little, you know, and the size on the outside can even be sort of similar. I said, size don't always matter. And he laughed really hard at that. And I was like, oh
my gosh.
I know. Anyway, but he said, thank you very much. I didn't know. And then I saw him wandering around with his wife or girlfriend or whoever it was later, but it was the cutest. I said, I have grown children. I said, I'm happy to help you.
That reminds me of a story that I'll tell real quick.
Okay.
I'm sending some students to the grocery store and on my list is eggs. And I said, and you know, or they were like, well, what kind? You know, we're talking about the eggs. I said, and you know, open them up and look at them, make sure they're not cracked or anything. And she looked at me, she went, oh, is that why you do that?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I said, what? And she said, my mama always opens the eggs, but I didn't know why she opened the eggs. And I said, that's why she opens the
eggs. That's why she opens the eggs.
I guess if you ever opened it and you saw a cracked one, you would realize why you're opening the eggs.
I don't know. Isn't that funny? And that's so funny because sometimes we do forget to even say to our kids what we're we just do it. And they may see us doing it. Like they may see me just picking up lettuce for my whole life. And again, unless I tell them or the eggs, I even do where I, most of the times, cause I guess my mom did this. I'm sure that's where I learned it. I open the eggs and I run my hands over them, to like move them a little bit. Cause if there's a crack on the bottom, then it probably won't move. It'll like, you know what I mean? Like the stuff oozes out, it kind of sticks. So you can kind of move them and then, you know, there's probably not been a, so I don't do that. I'm touching the eggs. Oh my Lord. That's great. That is great. All these little things.
I mean, it was just like, oh, is that why you, I mean, it was a bulb moment.
They probably thought to make sure there was all in there or something, which I guess that's another thing. I guess you could go pocket an egg at a time if you're desperate. Oh man. Well, the only other thing that I did think of was a little design corner. Cause I know I haven't done one in a while and I've got to get better, and it's very simple and it has to do with something we did at your house, but it reminded me of it, which is, the decorative screen, you guys. So, the decorative screen, I know they can kind of like, I don't know. I think it went through a phase, like, they went through a phase where they were really out, or I don't know, like people have, they've been in and they've been out and whatever. And that, you know, that's neither here nor there, but I love to use a decorative screen. And by that, you know, those folding, what we're talking about, those bifold, you get them like in a 3-panel, 4, 5, like there's all different sizes. And I have a couple in my house. I have one that was actually Tim's mom and dad's, which is a beautiful oriental. I believe his, they got it on there. They sailed around the world. And I think they picked it up on their trip from China. so it's a beautiful Chinese screen, and it has two different sides. So it has the more traditional, you know, with the Chinese figures and all that on one side, but I have it turned around to kind of the more quiet side, which is like a black with kind of reddish brown flowers. Anyway, a lot of them have two sides. And then I have another one in my family room that I picked up at an antique mall somewhere. It's nothing fancy, but it's kind of a filigree one. So it's kind of a gold looking filigree, and it's got like a peacock, and it's kind of very, I don't know, very tropical plant room looking. Well, then Joni got one. I don't know if we talked about this before.
Maybe. It was one of my top three. Yeah, we talked about the gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the corner, for in her den, the little family room den where they watch TV and stuff like that. And the reason there's, you know, there's different ways you can use them. Obviously, they can be very pretty. They can be an art piece or a very pretty piece. But like, for example, for in your house, they're really great for filling a corner. If you just have a corner that's like, you don't know what to do with it, you know, it's not usable like for a table or a chair, you know, it's just kind of these random corners that sometimes we get that we don't know what to do with. So a screen is a great way to kind of just sort of fill that space, have it be something, and like you put that light behind it, which I love, because that just then, now it's not a dark corner. You've got this little mood lighting, which is very nice. One of the other things that they do really well and worked in that corner of your room too, is they help fill that vertical space. Yeah. So sometimes we can tend to be very like horizontal, and maybe we'll have a picture here or there, but especially in corners, I feel like that's why people will put a big plant or a big tree or a mirror or, you know, something. Mirrors are good for them too.
Because you've got generally, you know, chairs or sofas, your end table, maybe a lamp.
And
you've
got all this kinda space.
It's all, yeah.
It's all down here.
Yeah.
And even if you're putting picture, I mean, that helps too. Big pictures and all that help. But yeah, exactly. You kind of take that, and now you've kind of used some more of that vertical space, which makes the room just feel bigger and all that kind of stuff. It's always good also for hiding stuff. So like, say you've got some things that you need to hide, or, you know, containers of stuff. Maybe like we've talked about emergency prep, that, you know, maybe you're in a little apartment or a small house and you don't have a lot of spots for tubs. Well, stick them in a corner, put a little screen around it, and, you know, whatever, you put your tubs of winter coats or, you know, whatever you need to do. So they're good for that. They're also good for sometimes helping to kind of divide a room. I love to divide rooms, make big rooms into kind of smaller, you know, depending on, you know, what it is. But screens can be good. You want to be careful, because obviously they're kind of tippy overy. So you can't just, you know, stick it out there if you've got kids. But even if you have like a section of a room, and, you know, you have a little spot and you want to put a little desk back there, well, you can kind of put a screen, you know, just even a little bit sticking out from the wall to kind of create a little nook in there, or maybe behind a couch and a table or something that, you know, you want to sort of divide a room, as long as it's not where people are going to knock into it. You know, a little area, a little changing area, whatever it is. So there's kind of a fun way to, I think, of like making little nooks or little reading nooks or stuff like that. So they're good for that too. So there you go. It's the power of the screens.
Power of the screens.
The power of the screens. All right. That is all I have today. Well, are you ready for your recipe?
I am. Let's move on to the recipe. Yes.
Excellent.
So, and I'm going to go ahead and say that my top three fits into this, and we've already actually talked about it. So one of my top three. This is a watermelon feta salad.
Oh, yeah.
So one of my top three is the Missouri watermelon, the Boot Hill Missouri watermelon. Anyway, okay. You are going to need 1/4 cup of the extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And you need 3 cups of take the seeds out of your watermelon. And then 1 cup of crumbled feta, 1 cup of finely chopped cucumbers, 1/2 cup of coarsely chopped fresh mint. Plus, you're going to need a little bit more, you know, to use as a garnish. and then half a cup of sliced, thinly sliced red onion.
Oh, this is a different version than I've heard before. This sounds good.
Yeah. So your onion, I would make it, you don't need a big mouthful of onion. No. So make sure you get that, you know, just really, really thinly sliced. And so this is super easy. You're going to whisk your wet ingredients in a bowl. I mean, get your olive oil, and by wet, I mean your oil, your vinegar, and your salt. And then just whisk those together and then go ahead and just pile all the rest of it in there and then toss it. Just toss it all together.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's it. And then sprinkle, you know, your extra mint on there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to also say, you know, I like to change a lot of stuff. I would say that you could also substitute your mint for some basil.
Mm.
I think that would give it a good.
Yeah, I wonder.
Different.
Because flavor. You've got that red wine vinegar and you've got some onion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make it even just a little more savory. You probably wouldn't need as much basil as.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I would mint, because that can be real strong, but yeah. That is an intrigue. That's intriguing. That's very intriguing, etc.
That's my recipe.
That's awesome. That's a good one.
And I've already put it up there so y'all can go and look. And
fantastic. Yeah. That's a perfect one. All right. You ready for your top three?
Top three.
I'm ready for my top three. All right. Missouri watermelon. I can't say peaches. I've already used peaches as a top three from Campbell,
okay.
Missouri. But
okay. But
the peaches and the watermelon, y'all, are your top
notch
right there.
Good stuff.
The next, I love in the summer, sitting on the front porch and listening. It used to be the radio, but listening to baseball on the radio. Now it's coming through your apps and all that kind
but
of stuff.
Still, same idea.
There is nothing like, there's just something about sitting on the front porch and listening to a baseball game.
It really is. It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my last one is from the Pepper Palace and is a dry rub. It is mango chili lime dry rub.
Ooh.
And I put it on everything.
On everything.
Everything. I think it was meant to be like a wing rub, but I put it on everything.
Okay.
And when I get, if we get Mexican food or something and bring in, I get it and I'm sprinkling it on my Mexican.
You just put it on that too. I'll
put it on that. Yeah.
Oh.
But the Pepper Palace.
Okay. Mango. Is that on online? I mean, just online or is that on Amazon?
It is. I don't know if you can find it on Amazon. I get it. Like when we go to Branson and stuff, it's in a lot of these, you know, touristy towns. You've got the Pepper Palace.
They have all these pepper.
But yeah, mango.
Another condiment for us to have.
Another condiment.
Yes. Hey, we don't have food, but what we have, it will be well seasoned.
That's right.
Well seasoned.
Right.
Well, that is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That sounds amazing and delicious. And that makes me want to have wings. But I don't have any. I've got some Brussels sprouts somewhere in there. I can find those. It'd be good on those, wouldn't it?
I'm going to do. Tonight, Ron's going to grill pork chops, and I'm making the squash that I like. Slice the squash. I put this on here. But it's the squash with the drizzle with the olive oil and basil and Parmesan. And you just bake it. It's fantastic.
It's so good. It really is. And then not complicated. So that's wonderful. Well, I'm excited because this is quickly, but and then we'll get wrapped up. But I ordered myself a little air fryer yesterday.
Is it the Ninja one that the boys have?
It is a Ninja, but I don't know if it's the one they have. This is the Ninja Crisp. It's got a glass.
Yeah, that's what the boys got.
Is that what they have?
That's what Caleb got that he loves. Yeah.
They're rich. The boys is rich because that was not cheap. I did not know that. I really had no idea. I've wanted to try one, but anyway, I've never pulled the trigger on it. And I was looking at on Instagram yesterday or day, and one of the accounts I love to follow, the Food Dolls, they're the sisters. I bought their cookbook. I just love their kind of cooking. It's very they're from Egypt, or their ancestry is Egypt. So very Mediterranean, and the way they cook, just everything is so good. So they were throwing some stuff in this glass thing of this air fryer, and it's glass, so it's not the bad. And then you can just put the lid on it and put. It's not huge.
No.
Well, anyway, well, I did not know that is the very one they have.
Yeah, that's what they got.
Caleb well, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, they've. I know they've loved it, and since now I'm like, man, I am going to be cooking a little. Like, I want to. I want to make it easy for Thatch to cook. Like, you know, let's just kind of make it easy and try some of those recipes. So I'll keep you posted. It's not here yet, but I'm super excited. Okay. That's all I have today. That's all you have today.
Yeah.
Are you getting back in the pool?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna let her go. Thank you guys so much. I hope you're having a great week. Summer. I know some of you are already getting ready with your kids and doing last minute vacations and packing and doing all the things and getting school supplies going. So hopefully you are having a good time enjoying the last little bit of summer. So we will talk to you again next week, where we'll have more exciting adventures to share with you, or maybe not. We'll have a face update from Joni. And you know, that might be it. So until then, goodbye, Pellet.
Good patch.
That was hilarious, Joni.
Just got out of the pool.
Well, I know. I thought about, hang on, say something. Let me see if I can hear you.
Tickety, tickety, talk.
Okay, I hear you. You don't got to be that way. Yeah, I thought for this summer, I was like, oh, do we need to change it? Because, you know, knowing your home, the time. And then I was like, no, I think she's still just, that gives her time to get in the pool and get out. So
cool. I did. I just got out. My hair's all wet.